Furthermore, to avoid seeming prejudiced against Peter and those like him when saying these things, he first demonstrates that they had the right to receive. In order to circumvent anyone saying, "Peter had the right to receive, but you didn't," he preempts the listener with these high praises of himself. Understanding that he must praise himself yet not wanting to brag, notice how he's balanced both sentiments according to what's needed. He's restrained his own commendation, not by his self-understanding, but by what the situation absolutely required. For he could have said, "I had the most right to receive, even more than they, because I worked harder than they did." But he leaves this out, as it's an area where he outshines them. And only those points where they were recognized and appropriately justified for receiving, those he mentions as follows.